And of course, CU Amiga Magazine. Can you tell me who at Gateway came up with the idea of buying Amiga and why?
I really can't tell you exactly who came up with it. I know that from the first time it was came to the marketing group's attention that it was possible to go to the SU.
I think we generally became aware of the opportunity and why we see tremendous value in all the things that Petro laid out. Pioneer in multimedia, a strong, loyal following, and worldwide acceptance.
We view it as a natural extension of the Gateway dream. We really do. But in reality, it's not something very, very recently in that extrapolation of what we already did.
I'm sorry?
You gotta speak louder so everybody can hear.
It's quite a different market to Gateway's existing market. I mean, I can understand the PCTV side being quite closely related to its existing market in video applications, but other than that, it's not really a similar sort of thing for you to do.
I think you have to understand how Gateway views itself. Maybe the question was to what extent does this represent a departure from Gateway's tradition? From a marketing point of view, I view us as a broker of the best components in the world, and whatever the components are that are useful in the lives of people who want to connect and compute, I think we have to take a look at. We are a company that tries to make it possible for more people to have more community computing in more places. And from that point of view, from that philosophical point of view, there is no lack of philosophical rationale for the deal. And that's the way we do it. Questions, please. What about the louder, please? You guys speak loud enough over here.
What about the things?
What about the things called the set-top box? Are you going to find something on this or put it aside definitely?
So we are talking, as I mentioned, of course, with companies who has developed technology before the bankruptcy and during the bankruptcy. So we will tell you as soon as possible results.
Peter Jones, Computer Magazine, Brussels. A very simple question.
How much money are you going to give Petra?
It has taken companies about 10 years to really screw this up. We've had this company for 20 minutes. I think we deserve a chance to really look at what the issues are and what the growth rates are, but I think you're looking at a guy with a smile on his face. Other questions?
Would you be interested in launching a new range of Amiga computers in the future?
Yeah, why not? There's already existing platforms, which seems very interesting. So we are open for this.
Yeah, we certainly didn't acquire the company with the idea of making it smaller. I mean, you can't get much smaller than zero. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
You talk about assisting development of new products. Does that mean that you're not going to be developing any new products of your own, but only in cooperation with other companies?
It depends. So we're looking now for individual to place up an R&D and developing department. So and then we of course we're talking with all the existing technology people.
Does that not go against your policy of trying to avoid the technology splitting up into different areas?
No, I think we have to go in one direction only, and this will be our strength. If we split it up, I don't believe that we could be successful. So my goal will be personally to keep the one system in the market, one Amiga only. All together should be happy. All the skills are what's existing. We will collect to go in one direction. The
and this is the right way.
Yes,
Don Hicks from Amazing Computing. Your best case scenario, seeing that you're still looking for somebody for that role, when should people expect a new level of Amiga computing? I mean, you're still looking for the person and so forth. Give us the best possible scenario that we could expect.
So, to develop a new product, you need minimum 12 months, you know. So don't expect any wonders or miracles or whatever. We will set up this, we will use the existing platform, and then maybe we have a surprise, right?
Yes, sir.
My concern is with the technology.
Sorry, you have to speak a little louder.
Sorry.
Hi, my concern is with the technology at the moment. Petro mentioned that you're going to be looking towards industry standard components. Now, are you then looking towards developing a machine which is fundamentally a personal computer, a PC, using an operating system? Are you actually going to go to a much deeper level and still maintain this custom chipset?
I think there's two halves to the question. I'll deal with the gateway implication and let Petro talk about the development of Amiga technologies. From the gateway point of view, Amiga will be free to pursue its own technological destiny, and I suspect that that destiny will involve the opinions of the people represented in this room. It's a wholly owned